松江区高三英语期末资料监控听力部分现在开始。
Listening comprehension, Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. The flowers are so lovely and the music is so sweet.
I hope you will enjoy the food here too.
Question. Where does this conversation probably take place?
2. How many people will be coming to the reunion on Saturday?
We have to cross off 15 names from our original list of 100.
Question. How many people do they expect to attend the reunion?
3. How did you like the movie last night?
Considering its interesting name, we were expecting a much better film.
Question. How did the man feel about the movie?4. I want a receipt for everything I have just bought. It is part of the standard procedure for my boss to pay me back.
I see. Wait a moment, please.
Question. Why does the woman need her receipt?
5. Stefan is wandering on Facebook, connecting with those guys.
Should he do that when the final exam is drawing near?
Question.What does the woman think Stefan should do?
6. Francis is certainly in a good mood.
The bargain he got on his new piano made him very happy.
Question. What do we know about Francis from the conversation?
7. I hear that Mr. White has left.Has anybody been appointed to take his place?
I believe several have applied for the job, but nothing has been decided yet.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? 8. Sorry, miss, the shoes of your size are out of stock.
I don't mind waiting for another month or more. These are my dream shoes.
Question.What does the woman mean?
9. I suppose I was going about 70 miles an hour, officer.
70? You must be kidding. You were doing at least 85 when I saw you.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the man and the woman?
10.Hey, Tracy, are you ready for tomorrow's presentation of the electric car?
Yes, John, but I'm very nervous. I can't predict our clients' feedback to the launch of this revolutionary car.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and a longer conversation.And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following news.
Man is slowly changing all the time.What will man be like in the future, in 5,000 or even 50,000 years from now? Man, even 500 years ago, was shorter than he is today. Now, on average, men are about 3 inches taller. 500 years is a relatively short period of time, so we may assume that man will continue to grow taller. Again, in the modern world, we use our brains a great deal. Even so, we still make use of only about 20% of the brain's capacity. As time goes on, however, we shall have to use our brains more and more, and eventually we shall need larger ones. This is likely to bring about a physical change to the head, and the forehead in particular will grow larger. Nowadays, our eyes are in constant use. In fact, we use them so much that very often they become weaker and we have to wear glasses. But over a very long period of time, it is likely that man's eyes will grow stronger. On the other hand, we tend to make less use of our arms and legs. These, as a result, are likely to grow weaker. At the same time, however, our fingers will grow more sensitive because they are used a great deal in modern life. But what about hair? This will probably disappear from the body altogether in the course of time, because it does not serve a useful purpose any longer. In the future, then, both sexes are likely to be bald. In spite of all these changes, future man will still have a lot in common with us. He will still be a human being, with thoughts and emotions similar to our own.
Now, listen again, please. Man is slowly changing all the time. What will man be like in the future, in 5,000 or even 50,000 years from now? Man, even 500 years ago, was shorter than he is today. Now, on average, men are about 3 inches taller. 500 years is a relatively short period of time, so we may assume that man will continue to grow taller. Again, in the modern world, we use our brains a great deal. Even so, we still make use of only about 20% of our brain's capacity. As time goes on, however, we shall have to use our brains more and more, and eventually we shall need larger ones. This is likely to bring about a physical change to the head, and the forehead in particular will grow larger. Nowadays, our eyes are in constant use. In fact, we use them so much that very often they become weaker and we have to wear glasses. But over a very long period of time, it is likely that man's eyes will grow stronger. On the other hand, we tend to make less use of our arms and legs. These, as a result, are likely to grow weaker. At the same time, however, our fingers will grow more sensitive because they are used a great deal in modern life. But what about hair? This will probably disappear from the body altogether in course of time because it does not serve a useful purpose any longer. In the future, then, both sexes are likely to be bald. In spite of all these changes, future man will still have a lot in common with us. He will still be a human being with thoughts and emotions similar to our own.
Questions. 11. Why will there be a change in man's forehead size in the future? Twelve. Which of the following is true about human beings in the future? 13. What is the main idea of the passage? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Your assignments this term will be to write 2 major research papers. One of the most important things about writing a research paper is giving proper credit for your sources of information. Failure to do this is called plagiarism, which is a form of intellectual dishonesty. Plagiarism is a kind of stealing, or at least an unauthorized borrowing of someone else's ideas. Sometimes, inexperienced students will plagiarize unintentionally, and then be surprised when the teacher won't accept their papers or give them a failing grade. The best way to avoid unintentional plagiarizing is to be very careful in gathering your information. As you take notes on books and magazine articles about the topic you've selected, first try to understand the information thoroughly. Secondly, Write it down in your own words. This is called paraphrasing. You'll capture the main idea from your source without actually using any phrases from it. Most of your notes should probably be paraphrased. However, occasionally you may find something you wish to quote directly in your research paper. In this case, be sure that you copy the information precisely in your notes and enclose it in quotation marks. That way, when you're finalizing your research paper, you'll be able to remember which of your notes are direct quotes and which are your own summaries of the material. You can then incorporate and give the original author proper credit.
Now listen again, please. Your assignments this term will be to write two major research papers. One of the most important things about writing a research paper is giving proper credit for your sources of information. Failure to do this is called plagiarism, which is a form of intellectual dishonesty. Plagiarism is a kind of stealing, or at least an unauthorized borrowing of someone else's ideas. Sometimes inexperienced students will plagiarize unintentionally and then be surprised when the teacher won't accept their papers or give them a failing grade. The best way to avoid unintentional plagiarizing is to be very careful in gathering your information. As you take notes on books and magazine articles about the topic you've selected, first try to understand the information thoroughly. Secondly, write it down in your own words. This is called paraphrasing. You'll capture the main idea from your source without actually using any phrases from it. Most of your notes should probably be paraphrased. However, occasionally you may find something you wish to quote directly in your research paper. In this case, be sure that you copy the information precisely in your notes and enclose it in quotation marks. That way, when you're finalizing your research paper, you'll be able to remember which of your notes are direct quotes and which are your own summaries of the material. You can then incorporate and give the original author proper credit. Questions. 14. What kind of assignment does the speaker discuss with his students? 15. What does the speaker warn the students against doing? 16. According to the speaker, how should most of the notes be taken? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Could I see the manager, please? I have a complaint.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes. Did you have this room checked before I moved in? There's no lavatory paper and the toilet doesn't flush properly. The water doesn't run away in the shower and I would like an extra pillow. What do you have to say to that?
I'm extremely sorry to hear that. I'll attend to it right away. The housekeeper usually checks every room before new guests move in. We have been extremely busy with a large conference.
That is no way to run a hotel. One doesn't expect this sort of thing in a well-run hotel. I'm very unhappy about it. I am here to spend my honeymoon with my husband and the room has totally ruined my good mood.
I do apologize, madam. It's most unusual. We do try to check the rooms as thoroughly as possible. I'm very sorry to have caused you all that inconvenience. Just one pillow, was it? Is there anything else?
Well, your air conditioning doesn't seem to be working well. It's as hot as hell up there.
I'll just adjust the regulator for you, and I think you'll find it a little cooler in a short time. I'll also send someone along right away to look at the toilet and shower. And to celebrate your honeymoon, we will send a cake and fruit to your room. I hope you enjoy them.
Now, listen again, please. Could I see the manager, please? I have a complaint.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes. Did you have this room checked before I moved in? There's no lavatory paper and the toilet doesn't flush properly. The water doesn't run away in the shower and I would like an extra pillow. What do you have to say to that?
I'm extremely sorry to hear that. I'll attend to it right away. The housekeeper usually checks every room before new guests move in. We have been extremely busy with a large conference.
That is no way to run a hotel. One doesn't expect this sort of thing in a well-run hotel. I'm very unhappy about it. I am here to spend my honeymoon with my husband, and the room has totally ruined my good mood.
I do apologize, madam. It's most unusual. We do try to check the rooms as thoroughly as possible. I'm very sorry to have caused you all that inconvenience. Just one pillow, was it? Is there anything else?
Well, your air conditioning doesn't seem to be working well. It's as hot as hell up there.
I'll just adjust the regulator for you, and I think you'll find it a little cooler in a short time. I'll also send someone along right away to look at the toilet and shower. And to celebrate your honeymoon, we will send a cake and fruit to your room. I hope you enjoy them.
Questions.
17. What is the manager doing now? Eighteen. Which is not among the problems of the room? 19. How did the woman probably feel before she checked in the room? 20. What will the manager do to celebrate the woman's honeymoon? 21. That's the end of the listening comprehension.